Amen. Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for buying us with your life on the cross. Thank you that we're a part of your flock, God. And Lord, help us to stay close to you. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Well, during the season of Lent, I preached three sermons on Psalm 22. And Psalm 22, as I shared with you, is a picture of the crucifixion. And it starts out with, my God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus, when he was on the cross, said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the Jews, when they would hear something quoted, if it was the first line of something in the Bible, they would know exactly what follows. And I've used this example with our congregation before. If I would say, Jesus loves me, this I know, what would your mind think of? Yes. And you could go through the whole song that way. Well, the Psalms was the Jewish song book. And those rabbis and religious leaders and Jews memorized great portions of the Bible. And when Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? They knew exactly that their minds went to the 22nd Psalm. When you get home, if you haven't read it lately, you can read it. But in it, it says, they pierced my hands and feet. They shake their heads at me and says, he saved others. Let him save himself. Now, this is everything they said at the cross. They cast lots for my clothing. This is what they did at the cross. Psalm 22 said, I'm surrounded by dogs. And dogs was a Hebrew expression for Gentiles, the Gentile soldiers. And it said, there are the great bulls of Bashan are here. Well, there were no cows at his crucifixion. But the bulls of Bashan were references to evil spirits. And there were plenty of evil spirits surrounding him. But the whole Psalm 22 is a picture of the crucifixion. And then it ends with his victory. And the last line of Psalm 22 says, for he has done it. And Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. I've done it. Now, what's so interesting about this, King David wrote Psalm 22. He also wrote Psalm 23 and Psalm 24. And he wrote many other psalms. But these three psalms, 22, 23, and 24, are a picture, first of all, 22, of the crucifixion. 23, of Jesus as our good shepherd taking care of us, which is where we're at now in life. He ascended into heaven, and now his spirit comes back, and he is our shepherd. We're living Psalm 23 right now. And Psalm 24 goes on and talks about his return, his second coming, when he is actually here on earth physically, and God the Father is too. Psalm 22, 23, and 24. And today, I'm going to begin talking about Psalm 23. We're going to break this up into several sermons like I did with Psalm 22. But I'll begin to share with you a little bit about the 23rd Psalm. Now, I said to pay attention to holy, 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 because the 23rd Psalm has something to do with the Trinity. And the 23rd Psalm starts out, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, what is so interesting there is that if you look in your Bibles, you will see all capital letters for the word Lord. And every Bible does this. Whenever they capitalize all the letters of Lord, that is not the word in Hebrew. The word in Hebrew is God's name. It's four letters. The name of God. But the Jews never spoke his name. And they don't speak it today. And the reason they don't speak his name is because they don't want to speak it in vain. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. So they just call him the Lord. The Lord is his title. God is his title. That is not his name. And because the Jews never spoke it, we actually have lost. Yeah, got a little fly up there. We actually have lost the exact pronunciation of his name. In English, some people call him Jehovah. Some people in Hebrew or in English-speaking Hebrew call him Yahweh, Yahweh. But most likely his name was Yahuwah, maybe. That's the closest we can come. And Yahuwah is very close to Yeshua, or the name of Jesus. Now, in Hebrew it says, Yahuwah is my shepherd. And in the New Testament, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Wow. Jesus told his disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Yeah. And Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And in Isaiah, behold, a child will be given to us, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. The Lord is my shepherd. Yahuwah, or Yeshua, is my shepherd. Now, some people don't like that God is our shepherd. Because when we say God is our shepherd, we are putting ourselves under God. And there's some people that don't want to be second. They want to be first. It was the sin of Satan. Satan, when he was created, was right next to God. He didn't like being next to God. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be top. But when we say the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, we're going to say we are under him. We are the sheep of his pasture, as the Bible says. All of you, or most of you, got a picture of this when you came in today. If you didn't get a little picture of the Good Shepherd by Solomon, we've got more back there. Be sure you pick one up before you leave. But I want to tell you a story about this picture. When I was a chaplain in a state institution, I had the picture of the Good Shepherd on the wall right behind my desk, above my head. And as people would come into my office, they would see this picture. And one day my cleaning lady came into the office. She came in a couple days a week. And she came in the office and she stood there and she looked at the picture and she says, Chaplain, what's that black sheep doing there? Now, I never thought about it. I always heard the expression black sheep of the family. And I turned and I looked at the picture and I said, oh Lord, what am I going to say? Give me something to say. Because my cleaning lady was black. Well, you know, Jesus said, when you're brought before rulers and elders, don't worry about what you're going to say, because the Lord will give it to you. The Holy Spirit will give it to you at that moment. And as soon as I prayed that prayer, oh Lord, help me to know what to say, the Lord gave it to me right there. And I said to her, well, you see, these sheep back here? They're laying down. They're off on their own. Now, they're still in the fold. They're still in the flock of the Good Shepherd. But they're off here doing their own thing. See, I said, you see this one back here? following way behind the good shepherd. I said, then there's these up here. They're kind of walking behind a little bit. And then I said, see these up here? They're out in front of him, running ahead of him. I said, now here's one that's walking right beside the shepherd, and he's looking up at the shepherd, and that's pretty nice. Here's one that's by the shepherd too. That's pretty nice. And here's one that the shepherd needs to carry. But I said, but you see this black sheep right here? That's the only one that's following right in the footsteps of the shepherd. And a big smile came across her face. And she says, oh, thank you, chaplain. And I said, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Now, this is where we are as people. Even though the Lord is our shepherd, there's sometimes we as people like to be off on our own, laying down on the job. And that's okay to lay down in green pastures if the shepherd is standing still, but this one's on the move. And these sheep are not following right behind him. This one's lagging way behind. And by the way, the ones that lag way behind, they're the ones that the wolves and the cougars get. They take the ones that are off by themselves on their own. And then there's some people that like to get ahead of God. Well, we know what's right. We know we're going to do this instead. We're out here in front of them. Maybe it's okay, maybe it's not. But they think they know what's best. And then there's some that are walking really close to him and looking at him side by side. Others that are following him. But this one follows exactly in his footsteps. Where are we, you know, in our relationship with him? Maybe it changes from time to time. Maybe sometimes we are right in his footsteps. Maybe sometimes we're out running ahead of him. Maybe sometimes we're lagging way behind. Maybe sometimes we're out here. Maybe sometimes he needs to carry us because we're too weak to do it on our own. But they're all in his flock. They're all in his flock. And we're in his flock. Even though we are not perfect, we are like sheep. Sheep are very helpless. Matter of fact, they have no way to defend themselves. All they can do is run. Well, sometimes that's a good thing to do. But when the shepherd shows up, when the shepherd is there, the sheep are content. The Lord is my shepherd. And when we come to church on Sunday and we sing praises to God, we're feeling him right here in our midst. Sometimes in our homes and when we're thinking about him, we feel him right there in our midst. That's the kind of relationship he wants to have with us. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Sheep need good food to eat. And a good shepherd is going to find the green pastures. And if a shepherd finds a good green pasture, those sheep can get up early in the morning with the shepherd. They can eat that grass and then lay down when the sun comes up and it's too hot, and they can rest. If the shepherd is right there watching over them. Actually, the sheep need actually four things to be content. And these are four things that we need. First of all, they need to be free from fear. We need to be free from fear. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. We need to be so close to God that we're not afraid of anything. Anything can happen. But he is in control. Second of all, they need to be free from the irritation of other sheep. They call it a bunting order. In the chicken coop, it's called the pecking order. Among sheep, some of these sheep, shepherds can have a nice little sheep that's laying down content, and the the chief bunting sheep can come over and stiffen its legs and walk up to him, and that sheep will get up and run away. Well, that's not contentment. And sometimes we have people in our lives that walk up stiff-legged and tell us what they think of us and what we did is wrong and how we should be doing something differently. And that's not contentment. They're still in the fold. We're still in the fold. But the shepherd, when the shepherd shows up and they feel the presence of the shepherd, even those bunting order sheep settle right down and the whole flock is content. When we keep our eyes on Jesus, no matter where we are in our relationships with other people, if our eyes on Jesus, we're going to be at peace and we'll be good to other people. And if other people's eyes are on Jesus, they'll be good to us. That's the reality of it all. We're like sheep. The second thing they need, or the third thing they need, is to be free from other irritations like gnats and parasites and flies. And if they are laying down and they have these bugs trying to get in their eyes and their ears, and Satan is like that, we might be at rest and he's throwing little darts and arrows at us. They need to be free from that. And a good shepherd will lead them off to a place in the bushes or amongst the trees where the bugs will leave them alone. And lastly, they need to have green pasture. They need to not be hungry. Now look at our own lives. If we're hungry, sometimes we're crabby. And when we have pain, back pain, leg pain, foot pain, sometimes we're crabby then. See, we're not satisfied because pain hurts. Hunger hurts. Things like that hurt. But if we look to Jesus, he helps us. Now, he doesn't always take away the pain. And we can still hurt. But he can help us to look at it a little differently. And to know that he's there and with us. So that we can at least be a little more content. The good shepherd. And he leads me besides still waters. Sheep need water to drink. They say 70% of a sheep's body is water. I think of a person's body, it's probably about the same. We have a lot of water in us. And sheep need water. They need still clean water. They don't like to drink from a fast-moving river. They want water that's still. And Jesus said, I am the living water of life. He who is thirsty, drink of me, and you'll never be thirsty again. Well, those are the first couple of verses of Psalm 23. And we're going to continue this Psalm 23 and let you know more about what God has to say to us in the psalm, but we're living in that psalm right now, and Jesus wants to be close to us. He wants us to be close to him like these sheep are. Even these ones out ahead of him are still close to him. They're just getting some of their own thoughts in their head. But he wants us to be close to him. And if you want to be closer to Jesus, do like this sheep is doing. Lord, I want to be closer to you. And he will take the next step. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the good shepherd. Lord Jesus, that you are here with us. Help us, God. Help us to be close to you. Help us to want to be close to you. That we can get the victory in our life over every situation. And I thank you for this in your wonderful, precious name. Amen.